T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Democrats and Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee are debating the two articles of impeachment right now.
Bloomberg reporter Anna Edgerton is on Capitol Hill listening in and joining us. Anna, Republicans have been offering amendments to the two articles of impeachment. What kind of amendments, and do they have any chance of passing?
That's right. We're on our third amendment, and a hearing that started at 9 a.m. this morning, so you can see just how slowly this debate is going. The first amendment was from Republican Jim Jordan of Ohio. He sought to strike the abuse of power article of impeachment entirely. That was defeated on a 17-23 vote, with all Republicans voting against it and all Democrats, against the amendment and all Republicans voting for it. The second amendment was from Matt Gaetz, a Florida Republican. He sought to introduce Hunter Biden and the former vice president's former vice president's son's involvement in a Ukrainian gas company. That was also defeated, and now we are on our third amendment from Republican Andy Biggs.
So, Anna, the partisan rancor is continuing today. Any particular notable moments? Anything that stuck out today?
It's kind of been a lot of the same. We've had a lot of back and forth on whether or not the president's conduct was totally excusable and part of normal foreign policy, or if it was totally outside a precedent and violating or abusing the power of the president. There haven't really been any standout moments, nothing that's going to be memorable or really newsworthy. A few sharp exchanges, but pretty much a lot of what we've seen over the past 2 months.
Do you see anybody on that committee wavering at all, or is this going to go right down party lines here?
No, absolutely not. It's very clear this is going to go right down party lines. We do expect them to vote later tonight. It could be very late tonight on these articles of impeachment. And then the resolution will go to the House floor, where we expect to see a similarly partisan divide when it comes to actually adopting the resolution for impeachment.
Anna, quickly, what's been the Democrats' need for rushing on this thing?
Well, the Democrats will say that the president's actions would interfere with the 2020 election. So you can't allow the president to continue soliciting interference from a foreign power when he's up for re-election within a matter of 11 months. That is where they say they get their urgency from. Republicans, however, say that they are just rushing to finish this by the holidays because they don't want their own vulnerable members to be answering questions about impeachment deep into 2020 when they're running for re-election.
Debate still going on Capitol Hill. Anna, thanks for joining us. Bloomberg reporter Anna Edgerton.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.